On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a special event that's going to be coming up Friday, October the 6th, and it's going to be hosted locally by Bill Kenyon, speaker, trainer, and coach, and of course, one of my great co-hosts on Viewpoint. Bill, welcome into the program.
Great. Good to be here, Dale. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with people about this event.
This is going to be, it's called Live to Lead. Now, kind of tell us a little bit about what that is.
Sure. So I'm affiliated with an organization called the Maxwell Leadership Team. And every year for 10 years now, they have been holding a half-day leadership conference in Atlanta, Georgia, having a series of speakers, including John Maxwell himself. John Maxwell is one of the great leadership gurus in our country.
Yes.
Age 76 now, but he's a lifelong learner, and every time I see John, he's telling us something else he's learned.
He
just keeps up with that.
Which is great.
And I've been doing this myself personally. This will be my sixth year of hosting this. And what I do, I have the opportunity as a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team to buy a license to offer this as a live remote the same day that it's actually happening in Atlanta. So my audience is hearing this live that morning. And then we also do lunch, and then after lunch, I do a little bit of an after-lunch program that I can describe here in a couple minutes. Every year they have John plus three or four speakers, other speakers, on topics involving primarily leadership and personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, Dale, the speakers that they have been incredible. The learning that takes place in that room that day is phenomenal. And I do this here in Adrian at the center on that morning of October 6th. And we go pretty much into mid-afternoon. We wrap up usually by 3 o'clock, but I do a little bit of an after-lunch program because if somebody comes to something like this and they're not thinking about what they're taking away or better yet, because this is on a Friday, I ask the question, what will you do differently come Monday morning?
There you go.
Based on what you learned today.
Yeah.
And then we have people discuss that at their tables. And then I walk the room with a microphone and I ask for a spokesperson at each table to share with me and the rest of the room what were your collective best takeaways. And that seems to be a pretty effective way for people to, number one, interact with each other.
Sure.
And learn from each other, because I might listen to a speaker for 35 minutes and you might listen to the same speaker and you might pick up three things that are pertain to you specifically, and I might pick up another three different things completely. And when we put our heads together, oh yeah, that's a great point, you know, that kind of
a
response,
right?
And kind of livens the crowd up a little bit and keeps them engaged, I think, throughout the whole morning, because I tell them when I do the welcome, this is what we're going to be doing later. So, you know, be ready.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So along with John Maxwell, who are some of the speakers that are going to are scheduled to talk during that day?
Yeah, this year there are three other speakers. One is a gentleman by the name of Ryan Leak, and Ryan is an executive coach. He's the author of two books. The most recent one is called Leveling Up. In fact, I brought a copy with me just now. And this is a wonderful book, 12 Questions to Elevate Your Personal and Professional Development. And what I discovered when I read the book is they're almost like coaching questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the questions is simply, how can I get better? And he writes a whole chapter about that.
Yeah, sure.
Tips and tricks on how to get better. I actually had a chance. I go to two conferences a year in Orlando with the Maxwell team, and the one we had in August, Ryan Leak was one of the speakers. So I got a chance to hear him speak there, and then I'll get to hear him, of course, again on on October 6th. Great, great speaker, great ideas. Another speaker is Marcus Buckingham. Marcus Buckingham he's a great speaker, but he's also a researcher. He used to work for the Gallup organization, and some of your listeners might be familiar with a concept called Strengths Finder. Mm-hmm. There's a book out, Strengths Finder 2.0, and you can go and take an online kind of assessment, and it gives you your top five characteristics out of 34 that they study. It's a fascinating subject, and Marcus was a part of that. He helped with the research on that project. And he has written a book recently called Love and Work, where he writes about how a person can be more fully engaged at work, doing work they love, figuring out how to love the work they're doing,
mm-hmm.
or figuring out what it is they would love to do and figuring out a way to do that work.
Sure, sure. Okay.
So it can go either direction.
That's right.
And then the third speaker besides John Maxwell is a woman by the name of Kendra Scott. Now, some of your audience might be familiar with the name Kendra Scott because her company makes low-cost jewelry. And by low-cost, it's not diamonds and pearls and things like that. It's very attractive stones and things like that. But she started her business back in the early 2000s, like 2001, 2002, somewhere in
okay.
that range.
Sure.
With a $500 investment in an LLC.
Wow.
And it's estimated today that her business is worth about $1 billion.
Wow.
And she has become an amazing, amazing philanthropist. Since 2010, she has given away over $40 million to charitable causes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And her story has a lot to do with persistence and the way she treats her people.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got two messages kind of. But from the very beginning, she said, I'm going to treat my people like family. And it shows up in some of her earlier work that she did where, just as one example, she had an employee who was going to go on a maternity leave and had some challenges afterwards after the baby was born and stuff and really just could use another – I think it ended up being another month mm-hmm. of maternity leave. And mm-hmm. Kendra just said, take it, you know, with pay. You know, she just said, that's just – this is what – this colleague needed. Now, she now has 3,000 employees. And so
wow.
She has stores around the country. There are actually a couple of them in Michigan. One of them that I'm aware of is up in Oakland County. She doesn't have any in the Toledo area, but she's headquartered in Austin, Texas. So she's a much more popular brand in the western part of the United States. However, I've talked to some women in our own community. Oh, yeah, I have some Kendra Scott jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, okay. So they were familiar with it.
Sure, sure.
But she just has a wonderful story to tell. She was a single mom during much of this growth. She was divorced and had some boys that she was raising. And so she has this amazing story of persistence and, you know, keeping after it. But at the same time has this kind of this, I'm going to say gentle and yet – driven
yeah.
way of living her life. And then, of course, there's John Maxwell. John Maxwell is he has been recognized by a number of organizations as one of the top leadership people in the country. He's been recognized by – there's an organization called the Horatio Alger Organization. They recognize people who have kind of risen from the – you know, he's a minister.
Early
in his career.
That.
Yes, he was a minister early in his career and started writing. He was having some success growing churches
mm-hmm.
and started writing books on leadership, kind of targeted at other ministers. And then his publisher came to him and said, John, there are people in the regular business world that are buying your books because they want those leadership principles for themselves. And so he shifted his focus a little bit. He stepped down from the pulpit
mm-hmm.
and decided he really was passionate about helping grow people as leaders. And that's the direction he took. But he's been recognized by he has received the Mother Teresa Prize for Global Peace and Leadership.
Wow.
He has now this Maxwell leadership team that I'm a part of, 48,000 people in every country recognized by the United Nations.
Wow.
And when I go to these conferences in Orlando, I am meeting people literally from all over the world.
It's amazing. Now, this event that you're hosting on Friday, October the 6th from 9 to 3, who is this targeted for? I mean, who would be benefiting from this, Bill?
Well, anyone who either – is in or aspires to be in a leadership role, certainly, because much of the discussion will be around leadership.
Right.
But also personal growth. That's a whole other area that we're engaged in with the Maxwell Leadership Team. And a part of that is to be a good leader, you need to be focused on your own growth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so those are the topics. And my audience, I get people who are in local businesses that aspire to be better leaders. I get local leaders that want to be better leaders.
Sure.
And it each of the last couple of years, I've had about 70 people. But I also, your listeners need to know, that about a week after this event, I will get the video. And I can take that to different organizations, and we can do one speaker at a time. I'm totally flexible. I like to work with people and say, what would work best for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand for your staff to set aside a four-hour stretch might be kind of challenging.
Right, right.
But I do, for example, the staff at the Adrian Dominican campus, I do it with them. We do it kind of like a lunch and learn for five consecutive, weeks,
mm-hmm.
One day. And what's nice about that, each of these speakers will speak somewhere in the 35 to 45 minute range. Well, if we only do one speaker at a time, it gives us a little bit of time after each speaker to discuss the content
sure.
in the group. And so I do that as well. And
so if people are interested in going to this, number one, what is the fee to be able to attend?
The cost is $140, and that helps me cover the cost. I rent the center.
Mm-hmm.
We do lunch.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I have a couple of what I call gift partners who I do – at the end of the day, I give a gift, and those people who have attended in the past know what it is. It's almost always one of the a book of one of the author or one of the speakers.
Sure, okay.
And it will, that's what it'll be this year too. The first couple of years I did, I kept that. I wanted to keep it a surprise.
Secret, yeah.
But now I've had so many repeat customers that
they know,
they almost expect it now.
Yeah,
so and then I also I co-facilitate with Janice Montalvo the Leadership Lenawee program for the Chamber of Commerce, and I just give seats to that group.
Okay.
I donate that to them. We have had, and we still have some opportunity if any businesses are interested. I was able to get a couple sponsors last year to sponsor some high school students.
Oh, cool.
And in fact, I know I have some students coming from Morenci this year,
mm-hmm.
and would love to see if we couldn't get a couple more businesses that might be willing to sponsor.
So do they need students to go in to get their tickets ahead of time then, Bill?
Yeah, they go to my website, BillKenyon.com.
Okay.
There's a link for Live to Lead.
Okay.
They go there, buy their ticket online. And we don't do paper tickets. We physical tickets. We
right.
just have a registration list that people come that morning and show up.
Again, that's BillKenyon.com.
That's correct.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
All right. Very good. Again, this is going to be Friday, October the 6th, 9 to 3 at the center.
Right. And we start with a little bit of light continental breakfast around 8:15 or so, let people come and get registered, do a little networking.
Sure.
And then we go into the auditorium and show the program from there.
Sounds very beneficial to those who would like to improve on their personal growth as well as their leadership skills as well.
So, exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully the people will be wanting to come to this. One thing I want to mention is that the portion of the proceeds from the ticket sales are going to go to a special place.
This year they're going to Hospice of Lenawee. I chose a different charity every year, and I do about 25% of the net proceeds.
Great. Great.
And decided to choose Hospice because I have a little bit of a connection there.
You sure do, don't you? Yeah. Bill Kenyon, my guest here on Community Conversation, speaker, trainer, and coach. And again, if you would like to go and purchase those tickets, BillKenyon.com. Bill,
that's
thank
good.
You so much.
Thanks, Dale. Appreciate it.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.